broadcasting live to all points via Real Audio. This is Subspace.net, the pinnacle of subspace gaming.
Hey there, Subspacers. I've been pretty sick lately, so please excuse my rough voice and seeming lack of enthusiasm. I'm pretty wiped out by this cold I've had for the past week, but I'll do the best I can. We got a pretty normal-sized show for you this week, not much happening in the subspace community right now. We'll start out with a rundown of what the once co-sysops of the South Park 2 Zone are up to. After that, Neva G will start off the sportscasting section with the Pro League report, followed by Broer with the MLPB report, Ganja with the Power League 2 report, and wrapped up with Godzilla and some news about Hockey Zone. Oh, and happy birthday to Vertigo 1 from all your friends in Celestial. Or is that Celestial? I'm not sure.
Hello? Listening on? Okay. I'm Melancholy, and Vector Boy, why don't you go hug some trees or something, okay? I'm not a hippie like you. No, sir. And Scopes or whatever, just come down at Warzone. I'll put you out of your misery. Whatever that means, but yeah. See ya.
Well, the once co-sysops of South Park 2 have parted ways, but this hasn't slowed them down a bit. The Sniper has recently purchased a dedicated P2-266 server and a cable modem connection to host South Park 2, South Park League, and is considering picking up some more zones, including Flaggers War Zone. All these zones will be listed under STNET, as in South Park Network, in your zone list. This server is actually going to be connecting to the Subspace Network billing server in order to preserve the squad and player names of South Park 2. The Sniper and Ghost will be the two sysops of the two South Park zones, including the webpage at spnet.subspace.net. The South Park zone should be up sometime Sunday afternoon, and the webpage will be up a few days after that. You South Park addicts out there asked for it to be resurrected, and you got your wish. CyberEye isn't standing still either. He has quite a bit of exciting stuff happening over there at the SSX server, so I decided to interview him about all of this. Hey, Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm fine.
I hear you've got Anarchy up and running again on SSX. What kind of setup do you guys have there?
Well, right now it's running on an OC3 server. The machine is a dual P2-266, 128 megabyte RAM.
Wow.
Which can be upgraded, you know, whenever.
Sounds like a pretty nice setup.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
How'd you guys get the OC3?
Well, Exalimar, or whatever his name is, it's at his work. He sells bandwidth for a living.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he decided to host some zones.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
You guys got lucky, I guess, huh?
Yeah, actually I did.
So, are you actually involved in the administration of SSX?
Right now I'm just advising, you know, like which zone's here, which zone's there, but maybe in the future.
So, who else is involved with that? Who are the key players?
Right now it's pretty much him running the show. He's on at nights, you know, so that would be another reason to have another admin.
I gotcha.
The zone sysops mainly.
Where is it actually located?
Linwood, California, I believe.
Okay, California.
Yeah.
So, are you guys planning on hosting any other zones? It sounds like you have some pretty powerful hardware and a really nice connection, so.
Maybe. You never know.
How many are you actually hosting now?
Five.
Five? Which zones are those?
Anarchy, Battalion Wars, run by Coyote, Powerball plus Super 2, Warzone West, and Zeta Star Wars.
How are those doing? Pretty good?
Some of them are pretty new, you know, so they haven't really got off, but Anarchy and Zeta Star Wars have been good.
Speaking of Anarchy, what are you guys planning to do with it? Like, what kind of settings are you going to use? What tile set are you going to use? Stuff like that?
Well, I recreated from the old Anarchy because, you know, it went down and the players wanted it back.
Mm-hmm.
So I use the same map, although I might make a few changes. I tried to recreate the settings as best as I could.
Mm-hmm.
With the shark, I changed majorly, made it into a tank ship, kind of. Right now, we just want the user base up. Going to do some advertising here and there, and after that, a league or something like that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I guess that's pretty much it.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody, this is Chakotay. Just plugging Turf Classic here. Go play, dammit. And don't forget to check out the site on subspace.warstrike.com/DCE.
Hey everyone, this is Gavin. Before I finish up the scores on round one of Pro League, I have something for you AOL users out there.
Let's get online. Let's get online. I need to get online.
welcome.
Yeah!
Goodbye.
Oh!
Now that that's over, let's get on with the scores. First round of Pro League, there's two games yet to be played, or two games that still have to be played. United Kindred versus Sterling will be a replay due to an illegal player, corrupt cop.
Son of a bitch!
Mysterious versus Black Company will be tonight, Tuesday, at 10 p.m. East. As for the other scores, 1 defeats Fat Boys Pro, 12-5. Final defeats Infinity, 12-1. Assassins defeat Synergy, 12-8. Requiem defeats Redshift, 12-4. Via defeats Radar, 6-5. Redemption defeats Synergy, 12-1. Legends defeats Starfire Elite, 12-4. And that does it for this week. If I had anything else to tell you...
I would if I could, you son of a bitch!
Okay, it's Tuesday, it's about 4:15 Pacific Standard Time, I just got off work, I'm tired, I'm cranky, and this is Brewer Raw, with more pointless rambling and a little bit of Powerball news. I kind of slacked on getting my show together this week, and so I'm doing it at the last minute, hopefully Chris won't be too pissed at me. But, you know, I look at it this way, I'm perfecting the art of pointless rambling. So no fancy show this week, no crazy mods, probably just whatever background music I clip on at the end here. No edits, just me recording live into this crazy mic. So anyway, here I got my notes. First thing I want to talk about was pointless rambling. I'm taking care of that. Let's see. In some Powerball news, EGPB, the Extreme Games Powerball Warzone flagging freakish whatever tournament that Hydro is going to be put on, that was canceled due to lack of interest. No surprise there. Sorry, Hydro. I know you're probably a nice guy, but, you know, it's the way it goes. Message board activity. A fan is cool. JT Boss Hog. Inspector Hog. Platinum Dragon. I think it was Platinum Dragon. He did it in with a candlestick in the G West server. That's my take. Keep it up, fan. MLPB action. None. I think it was taken up by PB Cup. Looks like Kenko's got a new fish. A new fish? A new website. You know, if you ever wondered why Kenko has that name, actually check out Kenko.com, because he sells fish. I wonder if he ever actually works, though, because I always see him playing Powerball. You know, that's cool and all, you know, and I mean, if you can play Powerball and sell fish over the internet, more power to you. Anyway, that website is www.kenko, K-E-N-C-O, fish. That's all one word. Kenko fish, KENCOFISH.com. /SS/index.html. Well, the SS should just take you there. Anyway, that's the new MLPB site. He's got all kinds of good stuff about MLPB. So there. Let's see what else we got. PB2 division names. Looks like Ganja. Ganja. Opened up for some ideas on new division names. Looks like we're going to go with a two-tiered system. On the message board, my favorites. Bill and Hillary. That's from Starfire. Microsoft versus Sun. That's from Brother Zaylor, I believe. Autobots and Decepticons. That reminds me from back when I was a kid. I used to come home from school and watch cartoons. Boy, wasn't that that? What was that guy's name? The bad Decepticon, the stupid one that was always getting in trouble. Sort of a Captain King. Hey, you know, Captain King sent these in, but that guy always kind of reminded me of Captain Klink from whatever. I'm just rambling here. Let me stop. So my favorite division name of all, sent in by Captain Kink, Dark Hoses versus Droblin. There you have it. I think that's what we should do. And I probably didn't pronounce his name wrong, but I don't really care. So that's why everybody calls you Dura, because nobody knows what a bolin is. And of course, now he's going to call me some uneducated boo, but, you know, that's the way it goes. PB Cup 98. Oh, before I get into that, Requiem versus Sea Monkeys. Should be pretty good. going to be the, as Khalif says, lag fest in G West. Check it out on the board. They set the dates. It's going to be a battle royale. Okay, PB Cup 98. First weekend action, pretty hot from all it sounds. Saturday, all games were postponed due to lag. The SSNet Power League server was down. I don't think it was lag, it was DNS. We just blame everything on lag. It's great. I love it. It's like El Nino. So anyway, all the Saturday games have been rescheduled to the 29th, next Saturday. It's going to be a busy Saturday. Lots of doubled up games. So if you missed your game on Saturday, the 22nd, be prepared to play a lot on the 29th. Sunday's games, pretty exciting action. We'll run it down for you here. Excalibur versus Team Europe. 5-6. MVP, top score. I bet that was a raucous game. A Dockle versus Enter the Dragon. 6-3. MVP Kaiden. Our very own Kaiden picks up an MVP. Good job, pal. Brotherhood PB versus Sylph. 0-4. MVP Kraven. They must have ran into their time limit. Only 4 goals scored. I'm surprised Brotherhood didn't score anything. Rated R versus Random Shrap. 6-0. MVP. 6 days, 7 nights. Rated R takes that one. Total stomp on Random Shrap. Space Sharks versus Platinum Shards. 6-0 forfeit to the Space Sharks. Platinum Shards, I don't know what happened to them. I just guess didn't show up. Sea Monkeys versus PB Pro. 6-1 MVP Sir Ziam. That's going to be a name correction next week, I can guarantee that. Dark Slayers. Dark Slayers versus the Ganja. Ganja Stars. Good Ganja. 5-6 MVP Spuck. Nice job. Enter the Dragon. I like that name. Versus Random Shrap, 4-2, MVP Morpheus. Another time limit game. Requiem versus Team Gold. And of course, if you've been reading the message boards, you know that Rec had a Pro League game scheduled at the same time, and there's, of course, controversy over whether it was rescheduled correctly. Excalibur versus Mysterious, another forfeit, 6-0. The win goes to Excali. And the Fiend Stars. I like that name even better than Enter the Dragon. The Fiend Stars versus Sylph, 5-4, MVP Lord Devil. Yes, indeed, our very own Lord Devil. And apparently, he scored 3 goals in that one, so. You know, the kid's got the stuff to back it up. Can't hammer him too hard for that. Let's see, we had 11 matches, 8 played. That's all pretty good. Next week, we go into round 2 action. So get ready for some fun times. That's it for me this week. If you want to get a hold of me, you can at broer@subspace.net. No sound clip of the week. No funny other sound clips. Just me, raw, and a little bit of music. I haven't decided what I'm going to play yet. So, maybe next week I'll have some more time to actually devote to it. Anyway, until then, take care, have fun, and I don't have any words of wisdom to impart with you, so there you have it.
This is Ganjasaurus. Welcome to the P2 News. Let's get things started this week with a correction. Last week in his newscast, Broer repeatedly referred to Power League as Pro League. Broer, just to clear up any misunderstandings, Pro League is 8 guys running from each other. Power League is 16 guys lagging at each other. Get it straight next time. A Dekel, one of the surprise teams last season, has unfortunately decided to disband. Those pilots that are still interested in Powerball are picking up with various other squads, so we'll still see some of the familiar faces, but the squad will no longer be with us. We had several new squads sign up for Power League 2 this week, including Sea Queen, The Shadows, and The Brotherhood. In addition, we've got some old faces in a new team with Got Balls, including Jinx, JT Boss Hog, The Rift, formerly known as Shadow, and Evil Illusion. Disco Diva, the league assistant op, is going to be handling all referee assignments and game scheduling. I believe we're still looking for a few refs. Anyone interested in applying is welcome to email Disco Diva at Lynn, that's L-E-N, at discopalace.com. Finally, I'd like to get a little bit of a write-in campaign going. I would appreciate it if everyone would take the time to contact Blackie and try to convince him to give us a spot on Vi's server for Power League next season. That's all for this week. I'll see you next week with all the latest news from Power League 2.
In RSHL news, the second season of the Realistic Subspace Hockey League will be starting September 1st, with each team playing a preseason game the weekend prior to that date. This will give the new league ref, Boonsalvo, several opportunities to practice his officiating before the regular season. The RSHL has expanded to 8 teams this season. This includes 3 new teams. They are Blue Liners, Faco, and South Park Cows. Each of these teams hopes to make a name for themselves, as well as challenge for a playoff spot, and maybe even the hallowed Blackie Cup. Meanwhile, All-Stars, Dark Slayers, Misconduct, and Power Play have all returned to take their shot at dethroning last year's champs, Breakaway. While Breakaway has made some key off-season acquisitions, they have probably lost the services of last season's playoff MVP, Doughboy. This should make their bid for a repeat extremely difficult. That's about all in RSHL news. Back to you, Chris.
So, Zilla, what's up with this medieval Warzone thing? You told us about it a while ago and said it was coming up the next week, like 3 weeks ago, so what's up?
Actually, several Hockey Zone players have been on my case about that lately. To be honest, I've been too busy to work on it over the last couple of weeks, so I haven't had a chance to finalize the settings. I have the map almost done, although once the zone is up, I'm hoping that some players will like the zone and maybe offer some help on it, because I'll be the first to admit that the map is pretty simplistic. The settings themselves are almost done. I just need to set the non-crucial ones like wormhole strength, brick duration, etc. The settings are also very basic. I know I'm not perfect. I want player input on the settings for the ships, the zone, etc. However, suggestions that would result in super ships will be met with extreme ridicule, so please, don't waste either of our time with them.
Hello, people. This is the President speaking to you from the White House. I'm wearing Hillary's panties on my head right now, and I have to tell you, I did what I had to do to get the American people off my back. Now, me to you, I will tell you once. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Anyway, I'm taking applications right now for the new interning pool for next year.
Well, we were a bit light on the submissions this week. You can submit waves for your show right from our webpage at rashow.subspace.net. We even have a tutorial to help you with your recording, so check it out. Submit something plugging your favorite zone, a birthday request, whatever. Let the Subspace community literally hear your voice. I'd like to make a few comments about the show. When I say this stuff, I'm not only talking to the regulars on the show and the submitters, but to myself as well. Let's work on the volume level. Try to keep them consistent. Make sure you don't record too loud or too quiet. Cut back on the cursing. It's funny to hear a bleeped out word once, but after the fifth or sixth time, it just gets old. Let's keep the vulgarity level low, too. Good humor is great, but after a while, stuff like this gets excessive. Also, make sure you submit your waves in the right format, 8 kHz, 16-bit mono. If the clips aren't recorded right, they sound pretty crappy on the show, especially to people who listen with headphones. If you can't get your computer to record at 8 kHz, at least get the 16-bit part right. And finally, South Park clips. There are too many of them. It's funny for a while, but it's getting old. Okay, lecture over. Contact us for your comments or questions about the show. Presence@subspace.net for server-related issues. Rift@subspace.net for web-related issues. Ganja@subspace.net for Power League 2. Roar@subspace.net for general league reports. And the couple@subspace.net for whatever you can think of. That's it for this show. I'm Beat. Good night.